cause.
This doesn't mean that things that have been plaguing you are going to be any different. Your body, as you go along, will begin to replace itself or reheal itself or whatever as you get into balance, but you're still a long way out of balance. And they will present these diseases upon the humanity that is already so depleted nutritionally as to be out of balance, that it is going to be impossible in a world this out of balance for you to miss it all. So the best that you can do and expect from the substance, never mind the mind, from the substance that we will have will override any known microbe. Let's just leave it there. But it will not necessarily overwhelm a parasite carrying the microbe. And right here today, we've witnessed that. The prime word of Gulf War Syndrome, not flea, but parasite. You see, the flea can be considered a parasite, but the flea carries a parasite that carries the microbe, the organism that infects. So the parasite comes into the body and continues to give off toxins from the microbe it's carrying. So brain tells you the first thing to do is go through a cleansing program to knock out the parasites out of your body. And with them will go most of those microbes. Now, with the DRIAs, I can tune the solution up to the point where it will merge and pass through the parasite and kill the microbe inside it without killing even the parasite. But you still got the parasite, and you still got a hiding place for any that come along and make it through the barrage of the frequency hit. So you have to attend yourselves. But what happens, because you can take 8 ounces of Guaiacol, of the solution, and you're going to feel fine. I mean, you're not even going to taste it. Put it in your water, put it in anything, and oh, well, nice, it's now free of any viruses and so forth. But the reason that we use Aquasol, what do you call it, Oxysol? I can't keep up with your names. But you see, that is a topical antibacterial and parasite, parasitic, antiparasitic. You can put that into your water. It will kill the parasite because of the release or the catalytic action of these things, including carbon, with hydrogen peroxide. And boy, that'll blow your top off too, won't it, EJ? It'll eat your socks, man.
Eat your socks.
And it did, didn't it? Oh, we'll just put this little carbon in this little piece of cloth. And we'll put it in there and just for a minute, and then we'll take it out and so forth. Ate it all. No sign anymore.
No clothes, huh?
But my feet don't smell.
No feet.
No feet.
But as we get into this, you see, when it's funny now, and let's enjoy it. But if the plague starts in your community, then you start paying attention. You don't even need, let us just say you got the guy call and you put it up on the shelf. That's fine. Because if it's like Kathy and Dorma and EJ and Charles and everybody who gets their little hands on it, boy, let's put it here and here and up your nose and in your eyes and shampoo and no dandruff.
No dandruff.
Man, you become totally sterile. And then you really feel bad. And so here's Kathy and Dorma. Man, I feel so bad. I know I'm coming down with something. Glug, 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 glug. Well, they've been making all this lotion, and they have smeared it in everything. Three or four different strings of it all over. They've got sprays. They've got lotions under the arms, in the hair, up the nose. And then they wonder what's wrong with them. DJ, oh, God, my stomach hurts. You know. Gas, misery, bladder infections. And so let's take some more. We got the flu. And I just watch this. And finally, when Kathy came and announced that she thought she had a bladder infection, she was really miserable. You know, you ladies know how miserable that can be. Within 20 minutes, Dorma says, DJ, you know, I'm embarrassed to say this because I cannot believe that that's contagious. But I know that I have her symptoms. So when this begins to happen, one of the most private things that you can discuss, you better look at what may be happening and go read what it says about wiping out your friendly flora. And when you get these symptoms, gassy, puffy, bloaty, you've killed off those digestive enzymes and friendly bacteria. And that's fine, but it's like trying to work a compost heap with nothing to make compost. So you're either going to get incredible diarrhea as the body tries to balance, or you're going to get plugged up for the next 20 years. So use the brain and learn from somebody else's foolishness over testing, whatever. If you begin to get these symptoms, general malaise, just headachy and you don't feel good and your belly's blown up or whatever, go right then and take like a triple jolt of lactobacillus will do it, just the acidophilus. But now there are some other things that you can get. And I would suggest that you keep this in mind, keep a supply. I prefer the liquid form, but it needs to be refrigerated, so freeze-dried will do, whatever you've got. The main thing is that as you go along here, I would suggest that, especially if you start out sick, you know, if you're responding to a bad cold that doesn't go away, or you have an eczema, or you have something that you want to get cleaned out, I'm suggesting for most people that if they're not right up with their parasite program, because this is where they're going to introduce it in your water supply, is in the parasites. So just keep that in mind and keep your cleansing program pretty up to date. After you get into all of this, you probably won't even need to do that. But it's a good idea if you're having trouble to go ahead and start and get that cleaned out. And once you get all these sprays and things, you're going to go ape for a while. It's the best, absolutely the best deodorant you will ever find. And if you don't trust it and you need suspenders with your belt, get one of those crystal rocks or whatever it is they're using for under your arms, the mineral crystal. Spray under your arms with Guaiacol or the solution, because you don't need to use expensive stuff. And they're working on it just as fast as they can kill their own flora off. So you'll have it. And around here, you'll be the first to have it. We've got to keep our people alive and well. And as we get into what will come undoubtedly as a survival mode, they're going to pulse those fields. I'm not interested in pulsing the spelt. I'm interested in pulsing or bringing up the frequency of the carbon that you've already got on those fields and the minerals that are there. That grows the spelt. And there's nothing higher than the cosmic rays then that will activate the spelt. So we've got a lot of very fascinating and interesting things going on, and once again, working with nothing. But then, if you start with nothing, including brains, it doesn't confuse the issue. You would be astounded at how difficult I find it to work with real scientists. They know so much more than me. So we're going to have it. And of all the diseases that I see them throwing at you now, okay?
I have a question, two questions. About the frequency. First, how do you raise one's level of frequency?
Well, you can do it with this, for one thing.
And the second question is, what are the manifestations when you feel you've experienced your racial frequency? Do you have some biological reaction in your body, or?
Well, it would be as individual as anybody. I don't think anybody around recognizes much of a difference, except in perception, possibly. You'd probably be able to answer that better than me. I don't know any way to measure that. I suppose if you turned yellow and then purple, I would tell you that, boy, it's coming on up there. And when it goes through almost a deep cobalt gray, you're getting up in the platinum range. So, and we'll go to platinum if we have to. I don't want to go to rhodium. I don't want to go to iridium. We've already got iridium in the Giandriana. So we're picking up those frequencies already, and we've got the rhodium. But if we have to go to rhodium electrodes or platinum electrodes, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. That's too expensive to consider right now, and this will cover everything that I see that they've tinkered with, that they plan to let loose on you. And I don't... You know, I would like to say, well, the fountain of youth is here, the fountain of all free ascension is here. It's not. That you're going to have to do on your own. And I'm not in that business.
Can you get the platinum out of a platinum coin, just like you did the gold?
Well, I haven't seen any platinum coins, but yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Platinum is something that's used in your catalytic converters. And
I have a platinum.
Well, we know where to go now, people.
Yeah.
We've robbed all the banks and maybe I just won't lecture anymore and let EJ read, and then we can talk about it again, because I want to know from all of you listening to it if going out there with these instructions, people will understand it enough. You know, I seem to spend half my time trying to explain these things, and then the very first thing I find is like, well, are you anti-Semitic? Well, after 140 books, I don't know how to explain it better. And yet, when we put any product out there that people can get, there has to be an explanation. And if they take it and they get sick... Well, you see, we've already had one call in and say, man, I got so sick. I had the flu, and I knew it, and I went to the doctor, and he couldn't find a damn thing wrong with me. He said, I'm in excellent health, and I feel like hell. So go take some acidophilus, you know. We also have a woman who wrote in, and this is from Utah, and she had a neighbor, a pretty close neighbor, that they were very close friends with, and he came stumbling to their door, and he was ashen gray. He couldn't breathe. He had been to the doctor. They'd given him everything they knew to do for him. He was literally dying. And he said, I've got to have some help. I know, I've got, you know, he couldn't breathe, and that those are hantavirus signs. Those become valley fever signs. The lungs fill up. Could be anything. And she said, I just got something. And she went and got the OxyCol, I believe. I believe that's all she would have had. And she gave him a big jolt of that. And in 20 minutes, his color was back. By the time he left there, he was almost normal. You are dealing with magic. I don't like to use the term. And yet you are dealing with very simplistic, everyday things. But don't go out there and say, I've got the cure for everything. You don't have the cure for anything. An individual can cure self. All you can do at the very most is hand over a tool. And yet you can't say it's all in the mind and it's all spiritual, because that is very physical. And you're just fortunate that they were unable to take colloidal silver off the market from you forever. They tried. But in 1938, they passed another law and they could not take it off of the market. And I'm not going to push it with gold. All you need is a trace of gold and bring the frequency up. And you see, they never understood from the beginning of time, they never understood what was wiping out syphilis. It was the only thing they had to fight syphilis. They tried for a while with mercury. But mercury is so toxic. But you can ionize it. But they never understood what it was. They thought it was a silver particulate. Well, you see, to get it into a colloidal form, it has to be electrified, and it's the electrification that brings a frequency into that ionized particle that allows it to go within the molecule of water, and that is what is a colloidal suspension. They didn't know that it wasn't the metal doing it. It is the frequency. And so obviously, if we don't just go out there and give our own life secrets away or push it and try to save the cotton-picking world, then we will have what is needed. And there should be, by the time we're done and we can grow or whatever, anybody who wants it should be able to have it. But you're going to be limited by the Dreas. And if they keep upping the virus structure, upping the program in these viruses, then they can outrun us. But they can't stay ahead of us if we can keep going. So let's be very careful how we handle it. You see, gold was never particularly a precious metal. I want all of you to think back. Think back through history. Why do you think gold and gemstones are so precious? There's obviously a lot of gold. There's obviously a lot of silver. There are obviously a lot of diamonds even. They have to keep the price set, for goodness sakes, there's so many of them. So it cannot be that they got precious just for the metallic value. They were the source of life. Monoatomic gold is present in every life cell. It is the life fragment that allows programming. It is what allows DNA to be. Those are precious. And you see, kings, the world, try to gather all up. That's why they call it precious metals. And men will give their lives to get it. Well, that's BS, isn't it? I won't just sit here and say we'll make it if we have to, but we'll make it if we have to. So read. Please. Please is a magic word. And thank you.
This is from Saturday, May 27th, 1995. What's eating you and what you're eating? I have watched closely here to make sure you lovely people are not going to cleanse yourselves completely away, and I find that you certainly are going to do so. So with that in mind, let us go through a bit of repeated suggestions first thing this morning. If you think you may be going to get a headache, what do? If you are out of aspirin, I imagine you might well get a new bottle of same. You may go completely downtown, uptown, and get enteric Coated tablets to save your stomach lining, or whatever is being advertised at the moment you think you may get a headache. Certainly, you need to be prepared. However, do you bring home a 1,000-tablet bottle? Do you set it on the shelf, and surely enough by evening you think your head is beginning to hurt now and then, so get some aspirin. A couple of aspirin before the headache bursts forth and stress compounds the issue, fine, you will sidestep the problem. However, my dear ones, would you go take the 1,000 tablets? 500 of them? 50 of them? How about 10 of them? 10 of these newly updated aspirin compounds can kill a child, and 100 can kill a sound adult who is in excellent shape, maybe less. Vitamin C, let us take this further. Now you want to banish a flu symptom or a cold or whatever, even to staying alive, and you get a bottle of 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablets or capsules. Now in addition, you get vitamin C solution and spray it all over yourselves. Drop it in your eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and other more hidden places. Ah, now you are prepared. You have put it in your drinking water, your food, every orifice, and taken 1,000 capsules. Are you still feeling hyper well? Or are you perhaps sick as a pup who ate the whole thing? Will you die of this? Well, I doubt it, because I don't know a single human who will have patience long enough to swallow 1,000 capsules at one sitting. However, it is certainly not wise, is it? The colloid solution of silver. You have one thing with colloidal silver. This will take out at least 650 strains of invaders. We bring up the colloidal silver solution to a gold frequency with gold in the colloid. This moves the clear base to golden yellow, then turns that from the yellow to violet. Done in reverse order, you get mud. In the oxysol, you are getting a catalytic reaction with introduced carbon. With the things utilized in the proper sequence, you're having a catalytic reaction which produces colloidal silver and gold in an antibacterial base with the frequency above that of gold. In the reaction period, the compound reaches temperatures of high magnitude, and both silver and gold in their purest form are utilized together so that you have a new element through the bonding. This latter product will purify anything available to man. The colloids do the rest within the body cells. Bathe in this stuff if you like. You can bathe in this stuff, either one or both. Eat it or sleep on it, and you won't feel much of anything except better if you have bugs. However, within a few hours, if you do all these things, you will feel like you are coming down with stomach flu. Oh, you won't have fever or illness, and doctors will pronounce you to be in excellent shape, but you will feel like hell. Do not do this to yourself or family. As quickly as we can do so, we're going to provide you with products for everything from feet to head wash, and a little dab will do you. We have the first of the lotion and cream ready, willing and able to do its work. We will make every effort to offer you nice people a tinted makeup lotion, and of course, as we move along, we will integrate sunscreen into the products.
But right now, there isn't any reason it doesn't leave a sticky coating. There isn't any reason you can't apply your makeup or whatever you're going to use right over it. So hold that in your mind.
We don't want to do that yet until we can get some out there to you. You can wear makeup, sunscreen, or whatever right over these products, but these products are loaded. You are not in the cosmetic business. We are not in the cosmetic business, where we use as little as you can get away with and call it a product with such as E or aloe.
But let me tell you, again, I'm going to interrupt, because I'm really interested in the cosmic photon rays that are coming on you now. Especially the babies must be protected. So if you are concerned, get the deepest, darkest protection that you can. I think it probably is now qualified as a 30 or something. Add some colloidal solution to it and shake it up. That's all you need to do. We'll get something later, but right now it's a matter of getting that screen. And for goodness sakes, we're even having trouble getting the bottles. So there are all sorts of ways that you can handle it. You can put it into a tinted sunscreen makeup. You can put it into anything that you have. Stir it into your face cream. Don't worry about it. It's just that there will be cheaper per ounce products coming out. We have to put it out in these small bottles now because we have not the capacity to make more. So we need to get it spread around first. We need to have it available to as many as we can have first, and then we can introduce these other things. But in the meanwhile, use your heads, put it in there, shake it up, and use it for hand cream or whatever. I want it on your hands especially. And for little ones who go barefoot all the time, wash those feet down and keep the spray on them. They'll be fine.
The base is Giandriana, and the rest is purely product. If you use the nasal spray, for instance, you're getting probably a full day's need for the minerals in point. Can you do this at home? If you could, please do not. We have special generators, and they are 220 volts, which can kill you. You are working with electrodes directly into solutions. The voltage at electrodes has to be perfect and has to be slow and perfect to peel off the mineral in minute particulate. It has to be ionized, and as the transformation takes place with the gold, the frequency will actually monatomically split the molecules. In the oxysol, a strong food-grade hydrogen peroxide is used in large quantities. This is dangerous, for in this strength it burns. Then other things are added, including gold and silver. The temperature immediately climbs so that you have high temperature, which can burn, and hydrogen peroxide breaking down and changing properties, so it too can burn. Don't do this. Someone is going to get hurt, and the entire citizenry will be deprived of the last bastion of hope against these new microbes foisted off on you. Expensive to make? I don't know how to calculate, for it is for us. We had to get equipped, and we have to use not less than 99.99 pure product of silver and gold. In loving thought for your brotherhood, you might realize, if you would, that as any of you have gifted a coin or so, or gifted a FRN or so, it is now going into pure product to use for these solutions. So, Orion, you may be saving the life of someone in Australia. Tom in Canada, you are contributing to the health shield in Florida. Did we have to go this route, and were EJ and Dorma willing to do this? Indeed, indeed, there are no treatments for the microbe diseases upon you now. Charles poured his suitable metals to the process, and we are growing upgraded frequency-enhanced Dreas as quickly as we can. But it takes 10 to 14 days to mature the little workers. Jermaine and Bill are helping ones in Missouri. We are in this together, dear ones, and if we hold back from one another, we can't make it. I tell you these things not to get accolades or oh my's from you for these people here, but to let you know how serious I know this thing is that is on its way to your doorsteps soon. Bubonic plague. In the news, it was just noted by your controlled press, yet, that a man in one of the fringe extremist cults had bought, through the mail, 3 vials of bubonic plague microorganisms for $300. I don't recall from where, but probably from CDC, because who else would have such a thing except your military black market? That much could, if started around, wipe out the entire population. Did this actually happen? I don't know, but if they are telling you about it, it probably means they plan to do it to you. They always blame another to get you ready for their own dastardly deeds. There is already, in this very area, the fact that the plague is here. Moreover, in human hosts, it is pneumonic plague and is fatal. Note that all of the new organisms fill the lungs and begin as flu symptoms. There are now many pet animals diagnosed as having died of plague, and the terror is on. These organisms can be dropped on you from the air, good friends, sprayed through insecticides, orchard sprays, you name it. It can be introduced into clouds and rained on you. Scaring you to death? I hope not, but I can't be forceful enough in language to tell you how serious this is. However, you do not need a quart at a time of the colloids or oxysol. It will make you feel sick. When you need it, you need it, and I'm going to recommend some things which I hope you will respect. Keep at ready. The body must have these elements to function well, silver and gold ions specifically, and you are now getting almost none from any source, including mineral supplements. I'm not going through again the reasons, symptoms, or a lecture. We have done that, and I'm sure the team will be happy to share the information. There are many of the known diseases, such as arthritis, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, etc., which are seemingly healed with just these two supplements. Of course, countered correctly, Alzheimer's syndrome stopped dead in its tracks, and hopefully healing can take place if the damage is not too severe. I am not here to urge anything or push anything off on anyone. You do what you will, but if you choose to use anything we bring, use it safely. You won't be damaged by some sort of overdose, but I repeat, this is such an antimicrobial that it will also take out your friendly bacteria if you overdo intake. This will have symptoms. If you kill off your natural and necessary friendly bacteria, readers, you're going to suffer from anything from constipation to diarrhea, intestinal cramps, belly aches, and general wipeout weakness. This is not something new. It has been around, causing myriads of doctors' visits as antibiotics have taken their tolls on your systems. With antibiotics, you kill off the very things which stop and keep under control, the yeast and Monilia infections. It is a catch-22. In the small amounts needed, you won't damage the friendly fellers because they are living at your frequency. However, none of those can live in the presence of colloidal silver and gold frequencies. So, you obviously are going to start the program by killing off the good little guys. I have watched it happen right here before me. Kathy, Dharma, EJ, and Charles won't own up, but they all have tested until they did it. They have swathed themselves, sprayed themselves, treated their water, food, and sprayed, mixed, used, and taken the Guaiacol. They have suffered while they blew up, belly ached, had diarrhea, and finally, with the ladies, complained of symptoms of urinary tract infection. So they took some more to ward off whatever was attacking them. They felt worse. Two good-sized glugs of liquid lactobacillus acidophilus stopped the symptoms within about 20 minutes. Please pay attention. We had one friend call long distance and tell us that he had gone to the doctor and he was so sure he had something. The doctor gave him the regular bank-breaking battery of tests and pronounced him to be in excellent health. This is what I mean. Don't be foolish. Your health under regular circumstances is terrible. Push it over the line and you are not going to feel good. You may well be in better health, actually, but you will not feel good. What do I suggest? Okay, if you are diagnosed with something, hit the colloids diligently. If you have not gone through a ridding of parasites, do so. For this gets rid of at least 80% of the carriers and toxin producers. The Guaiacol and especially the Oxysol should keep the parasitic population pretty much depleted, but they are now in your water supply, so they are being replaced for your misery regularly. You are only going to experience the better condition from the cleansing experience. Don't wait, however, if you are sick from some ongoing infection. Gulf War Syndrome. It is time you stop playing games with the liars, cheats, and deceivers around you. The Gulf War Syndrome, now affecting more than 30,000 soldiers and all their families, now infected, is nothing but a parasite carrier. It is a Monilia, Candida, fungus. It is carried by a parasite. It can be cleared up in 4 to 5 days with a parasite cleansing program and colloidals. As the infection spreads, it mutates, as all nice new diseases do. You see, Candida is a new label for the old Monilia. The changes are always to confuse you so you don't have a way to take care of yourselves. Since the infection was intentional and can't be healed with regular antibiotics, you have a certain wipeout of certain test groups. Colloidal silver alone has been around to kill the fungus, yeast, and microbes of bacterial origin, spirochetes, and so on. The point of the parasite carriers is that you have introduced into a carrier something that is protected from the assault by antibacterials while it continues to live off you and produce toxins which will eventually kill, and meanwhile you only wish you were dead. Both entities can be taken out, but you are up against serious odds, and how long the mutations can continue is only limited by the number of hosts who are getting in worse and worse physical condition. Rich people. These diseases are pretty much sparing of the elite for many reasons, but one of course is the ability to pay the incredible prices of health. And, of course, the elite do not go off to the desert battlefields and lay in the infested sand to pick up the parasites carried in the saliva first by the desert sand flea. You, the people, do that type of work. Isn't it strange that only the American soldiers and a few UN-attached personnel got this Gulf War syndrome? Not even the people living in that desert are bothered by such a thing. What does that tell you? What is really infuriating is that every symptom of the disease points directly to fungal infection, and yet your medical profession can't seem to find the cause. Well, when you test, you are getting false readings because of the parasite involved.
And you see, what they do is treat whatever they think this might be, quote unquote, with antibiotics, which does what? Wipes out maybe the bacteria, but lets the fungus and the yeast infections flourish. So it's known what they're doing. That's the sad part.
Will one cleansing for parasites do the trick? I don't know, but it won't hurt. The whole family must be treated, for if the father is infected, so too within days is the whole family. I suggest a double run through of parasite eradication while on colloids, full tilt. While you are on the colloids, take double supplements of the friendly bacteria. Try to take at least one double dose of the lactobacillus, acidophilus, and some indigenous flora as well, if you can get it. Ask for lactobacillus, acidophilus, and bifidobacterium. That's lactobacillus bifidus. Both will probably be in the same supplement. I again ask that we get this available like now, please. You can use the freeze-dried capsules, or I prefer the liquid team. You can get the liquid cold. Correction. You can keep the liquid cold until shipment, and the couple or 3 days unrefrigerated won't hurt the little friends. Anyone who makes or eats yogurt will know what this is. I ask that you here do not delay this acquisition, for it is obvious people are going to overdo the intake of the colloids and feel bad. The simple thing to do is to take a supplement of friendly helpers. I suggest that a double whammy is used when taking the colloids in the morning on an empty stomach so that the digestive juices don't negate the intake. It is fine. Take a bit when you awaken, and in only 15 minutes or so, it will go to work in its workplaces. Then, if your belly is empty for 15 minutes during the day, take some more. Then test
it. I think maybe I haven't. I'm listening to him read this for what will be received out there. There is a reason for taking it in the morning. If you take it after you've put food in your stomach, you have called up all that stomach acid, the digestive juices that start working on that food. And those are the acids that kill the bacteria. So hit it first before the stomach has time to rally, and it'll, especially being liquid, it'll move on through And then when you put food in there, it'll keep the acids churning around, but it won't hurt your bacillus. So I need to clear that up, and maybe we need to add a sentence as to why. Now, Dorma has a problem because she never lets her stomach be empty very long. So we have to catch her early in the morning. And none of you help. Chocolate, cookies, oh my.
Where are they?
Down, John. Don't contribute to this delinquency.
Then test self. If you feel better, stabilize. If you still feel sluggish and have other symptoms, take some more, for you really can't get too much of this good thing. As to use of colloid, users are finding everything from diaper rash to eczema of long standing, psoriasis, etc., are healing with healing signs appearing almost immediately in hardened cases. This is just from the lotion or cream. If you use Oxysol to treat water, you are getting enough intake without the guaiacol. So after a cleaning couple of days with just a couple or so drops, that's enough already. Until you get your sprays and lotions, use a bit in whatever lotion you are already using. And if you like, put a couple of drops on your fingers and rub on your underarms for deodorant purposes. We will offer you something better and less expensive for that purpose, but you can fill in. If you are using it topically, don't find it necessary to take internally, especially if you are using as a cleansing mouthwash. You are getting some internally, and that is abundance if you are well. Keep the colloidal solution in a handy place, however, for application to wounds and in illness. If flu symptoms don't abate in a day, as with 24-hour flu, take the colloid if you haven't already done so. If you take some when you simply think you are taking a cold, wonderful, but consider your friendly bacteria and act accordingly. After a few days of use, the body should be again producing mucus, which is slippery and a bit thickened instead of watery drip. This is necessary, for this is what lubricates joints and working parts. When you are well, then you certainly won't need ongoing intake, more than a couple of drops a week or so. If you keep those shields working topically, you probably won't even need that much internally if you are taking Gyandriana. Then you have the reserve for hitting what hits you. We have one writer who wrote yesterday about a friend. The writer and husband are longtime friends of ours, and she tells a most interesting story. Please pay attention to symptoms. A neighbor came to their door, ashen gray in color, very heavy and difficult breathing, fever, and obviously very sick. He said he had started flu symptoms some two or three days earlier, had used everything he knew to use, and antibiotics simply had not worked. He was scared because his symptoms matched hantavirus, valley fever, early Ebola, etc. Our friends gave him Oxysol, the only thing they had at the moment, along with some Gyandriana, and watched him. They tell us that within 20 minutes his color was again normal, and by the time he left their home he was almost totally recovered. I can only offer you what people offer us as to response. I have no interest in exaggeration because the stuff allows your own body to get control, and that is not any miracle, even if it appears as such. This is the way it should work all the time. We are not in major marketing, for we can't supply our own in full amounts. However, we will effort to make as much as we can, as fast as we can, so that whoever might want the products can have them. I'll change the tape now.